So 5 is.
Oh, yes,
it's just the best thing that happened to our family.
I love 5 is.
Life would not be the same without 5 is.
Yeah, it's just something that everybody does.
Everybody's listening to Safer Hamitzes with 5 is Finkel.
It was a dark and stormy night in the middle of the fall in the late 1970s when 5 is Finkel was eating supper. He said,
"That was good."
The last time that he had eaten was lunch.
"I think I'll have another bite of that,"
he exclaimed. Five-ish was anxiously awaiting to finish the first course of his four-course meal.
"A pickle a day keeps Getzel away,"
Five-ish said as he nodded his head and smiled. And then, all of a sudden, the second course was served.
"There's no doubt about it in my mind,"
Five-ish emotionally expressed.
"The best soup in the world is pickle soup."
He energetically sipped and slurped and gobbled and burped until the sight of pickle soup was no longer seen at the bottom of his soup bowl.
"Can I have a little bit more?"
he whispered.
"Otherwise, I'm just gonna have to slow down."
The soup bowls were cleared, and the moment Five-ish had been waiting for all day was rapidly approaching.
"The main course,"
Five-ish uttered in a state of absolute astonishment.
"Pickled hot dogs, pickled fries, pickle sauce, and pickle butter,"
he cried out. He picked up his fork and knife and gently dabbed it deep inside the main course.
"But what about my freshly squeezed pickle juice?"
he thought to himself out loud. Just then, without moment's notice, an individual by the name of Getzel approached the table with a tray of dessert in his hands.
"Five-ish,"
he asked,
"is this what you told me to order?"
Five-ish's face lit up while his eyes simultaneously got bigger.
"It's chocolate-covered pickles,"
he shouted out of pure excitement. In the meantime, Getzel smiled to himself for ordering the right dessert for Five-ish and delivering it precisely on time. Then, like a bolt of lightning, the silence was broken when Five-ish yelled,
"Oh my gosh! This isn't the right dessert! I ordered chocolate-covered pickles, and this is vanilla-covered pickles!"
he angrily exclaimed.
"I simply cannot believe that they would do such a thing like that to me!"
he sounded outrageously astonished.
"I've been ordering the chocolate-covered pickles from that company for 8 years now, and this is what they give me."
Five-ish was so upset that it seemed as if all the pickles in the world were coming to a stop. Just then, Getzel noticed Five-ish's despair and said,
"Don't worry, Five-ish. Everything will be all right. I'm sure that company will agree to exchange the vanilla pickles for the chocolate ones, because today's mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, positive mitzvah number 245, teaches that a Jew has to conduct business like the Torah says to, and not do business in a wrong and unfair manner."
After hearing Getzel's remarks, Five-ish seemed totally in control of himself once again.
"Have no fear, Five-ish. Getzel is here,"
he said. The end.
At a play.
That was so exciting. Get more of Five-ish Finkel here tomorrow.
Wait till tomorrow.
Same time.
Same place.
And
same spot.